Hardwick press conference is underway. The Richmond coach. No, it's not. We don't seem to have
it. There we go.
Situation is when you get beaten in all areas, you're just scrambling for something we just couldn't find. Just couldn't find anything to get us up and going. So from our point of view, it was disappointing, absolutely.
First quarter, tried to run the ball. Just skills not up to it? Is that why you changed that?
No, it was just a kick in structure. So it was just we were over-handballing. It was a similar pattern last week. Once we were out a couple of times, we tried to invent an extra handball there and put the nice guy under pressure. So, we thought we'd address that during the week. Obviously, it didn't come out in our game tonight. Once again, got better after half time, but the gate was well and truly open by that stage. So, it's poor play.
So you're using the ball, Damien? You had pretty much as many disposals.
Not about overusing, similar to what this gentleman said prior. It was more we did, especially early. I think we had more handballs and kicks, which is never a great sign from that point of view. Breaking down, we just couldn't get the ball across their half forward. You know, they zoned that back half pretty well. We knew that we had to change the direction of play. We just couldn't get that kick across, or every time we did, we just couldn't clear the 15 metres. They kept us within, always got call play on from that point of view, so we just couldn't break through their first line. We knew if we did, we'd be okay, but at no stage did we challenge them at all in that area.
Season, it was such an important game tonight. How do you get the guys up from something like this?
Well, listen, our groups, they bounce back. We've been disappointed for probably the last 2 to 3 weeks, so we'll take stock. We'll look at some things we're doing. Tinker a few things and try and get a better result. We've got to mend the process. Obviously, it's broken at the moment, so we'll work our way through it. We've got a pretty significant break, so we'll be able to get some training into the boys and try and rectify a few of the issues we're having at the minute.
When you say broken, is it something that can be fixed this season?
Oh, I think so. I'd be disappointed if it wasn't. We've been in this situation before at various stages where we've had to modify a few things, and sides will be doing it as we go. You look at your trends of how it's going at the moment. We've got some things in our game that need fixing. So, we'll get to work, get a better result.
Sorry, what are the major things that stand out that really need to be urgent?
Oh, listen, we clearance contested ball tonight, we got belted, which doesn't help. But when you're trying to attack from the back half all the time, it's too hard. Sides are too good defensively. So we're going to make sure we get the ball in our front half, and then we can start to dictate terms a little bit more. We haven't probably had that at any stage this year. So we're going to get a little bit better in those areas. We'll work on them.
Sorry, you mentioned last week that you might have to take half a step back to go 2 steps forward. Is it a case of the team sliding further back than you might
have thought? That comment was more based about the fact that some of these young players coming in and waiting for the older players to return. So that was the context it was in.
What's the early news on Hampson and Asprey?
Yeah, unsure at this stage, mate. We'll have to wait and see. I think Sean got an early knock to his thigh, and then probably got another one, I think, pretty much the first contest straight after the quarter time break. So he's probably in a bit of doubt, I'd say, at this stage. And Dave, I think, has got a significant ankle strain. How serious it is, we're not too sure.
Hampson stayed on longer than he should have. Just after quarter time, he couldn't walk out of that.
Yeah, he had a massive corky, so he wanted to see how it went, obviously, and run it out. But then, as I said, he got another one on it, which put him to bed for the night, which is unfortunate. And then obviously we had to ruck tie, but once again with the way the game is, the breakneck speed, we're a bit undersized in that area. Obviously rucking Grigg and Moore at various stages. So, yeah.
Are you playing Marich in the VFL this weekend after Hampson's injury? Or were you
well, he needs games. He's, look, ideally we wouldn't, but he's only played a half in the NAB and then played 3 quarters last week, so he needs touch. So look, it'll be one we probably assess at this stage. Obviously we need him back in the side, but he needs a game time also. So yeah, we'll probably make an assessment tonight, make a call early tomorrow.
And Dorenio be available for next week?
Well, he's made progress this week. Whether he's available, we'd like to think he is, but there's a lot of training still to go through this week, so we'll just wait and see how that pans out.
Damien, do you have a take on the
Lysert-Vickery
incident?
The Lysert-Vickery, I didn't actually. Oh, the free kick? Yeah, I didn't see it, mate, so I'm not too worried about it.
Vickery didn't have a great night. Do you think he was all affected by what happened last time he was here?
No, I don't think so. It's probably the fact they had to ruck pretty much one out for a period of time. You know, it's a tough gig, you know, especially when you're probably not used to it. So, yeah, I thought he battled at various stages. He's battling against a couple of big boys, so he was always undersized, tried his hardest, just didn't quite get the result tonight.
Yeah, blocked a lot of heat this week. Did you like the way he responded tonight? He worked hard throughout
the game. Yeah, I thought he was very good. I think I ended up sending Hutchins to him to the end, you know. I thought him, Jack, and probably Rance, you know, played pretty well. Probably, Trent really led from the front. I think contested ball-wise numbers, once again, was up very high. So, yeah, he's answered his critics, I'd say, once again. We've just got to make sure we keep winning. That's all he wants. He just wants to win.
Personally, what are your emotions like at the moment when things aren't going
well? Well, I'm disappointed we're losing. You know, We're playing nowhere near as well as what we could. We've got some things we need to fix, so we'll go back to the drawing board and amend a few things. Like, that's the reality of it all. You know, can't afford to dwell too much. You just quickly move on. You know, we've got a game against Melbourne, I think, Sunday twilight. So we'll assess a few things and move forward. We ran into an opposition tonight that were by far too good. You know, they're a long way in front of us this side. There's a reason they played in the grand final last year, home deck. They played incredibly well this ground. It's going to be tough to beat.
Is it the game plan that's the issue at the moment, or the skills that players just aren't nailing?
Prior to tonight, I think we'd averaged 26-27 shots on goal. We've been given over the ball a little bit too early, obviously, through back half transition, which we've spoken about over the course of the last 2 weeks. So we've been in a similar situation before. We'll modify a few things and go back to the drawing board on a couple of others. And you know, the game changes, we get a change, and we tried to probably go with the change, didn't work out, so we'll look at a few things, see how it works out from here on in.
Are you still confident that finals are in the picture?
Yeah, very much so. Like, you know, it seems so far away at the moment, but, you know, as I said previously, we've been in this situation before, so, you know, I'm pretty confident now. Our players and our coaching group are bouncing back.
What's the main difference? Last year when we saw you here against Fremantle, you knocked off the side that were flying. What's the difference between that team and the team that we saw here tonight?
Oh, listen, it's probably up for you guys to decide that. We just got beaten tonight by a far superior unit. You know, you guys can look into the team, but, you know, we played a side tonight that, you know, smashed us in contested ball, smashed us in forward half turnover, and smashed us on the scoreboard. You know, that's the game in a nutshell. It's quite easy to see why they won.
How nice
is
it to have a 9-day break heading into Melbourne?
Oh, it's good to give some time to recover. But, you know, same sort of thing, gives some time to put some training in the lads to get them upright. But now we're looking forward to playing next week and, you know, turning something around. So, thanks.
We'll leave Damien Hardwick there. Our press conference is done and dusted. We'll go to some calls. Callum is in Palmer.